The next major question which we often hear is why IDEA is not open source. Everybody is open source, why not you? So, open source is all about your opportunity to contribute back to the project. But honestly, how many people have ever produced a custom build of Eclipse? I think no one. No one here. And so it's. And if we start asking, if we decide to find out someone who ever read Eclipse source code or even produced a patch to Eclipse, we probably won't find anyone.
Look in the debug database, that's patently incorrect.
Well, I mean, no one here has done it ever.
No one.
Yeah, so there are probably some guys who do it. I do believe that there are hundreds of committers and thousands of contributors.
There must be positive things you can say about IDEA rather than sliding Eclipse.
Okay, but what's the real important thing is that often open source is confused with being free. What people do care about is that some stuff is free, not that it's open source. And even more, we do have some crucial parts open source. There are lots and lots of plugins which constitute the IDEA core, which are open source under Apache 2.0 licenses. You can look at their source code, you can change it, you can send patches back. We have third-party contributors too. And it looks like we have found 7 years ago a more efficient way for our users to contribute back to our project than being open source. And we call that stuff an early access program. Now everyone has it, but 7 years ago when we started it, it was like we were giving away something we are working on, and we were listening to people, what they think about it. They really influence our plans. They really change our plans. There were times when releases were postponed because early access program collectively decided that it's not ready, that there are still more problems, and it's really a convenient way for everyone to contribute back his thoughts, his ideas, his requirements, or even bugs.